As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my fellow trivia nerds. Welcome to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany, and I am so excited for this episode because it's been a minute since we played this type of trivia. I want to say, oh my gosh, it's probably been over a year at least. We are going to play some general knowledge trivia. So what that means is I'm going to tap into all sorts of themes to ask you questions for these two rounds. We're talking like science, food, entertainment, animals, you name it. I'm going to throw all sorts of things at you, and I can't wait to hear if you do well. All right, first, we have a couple shout outs. We're going to shout out to Cash, Isley, Roslyn, Liam, Miles, Connor, Aaliyah, Ella, Landon, and Alexa. And happy birthday shout outs to Lane, Cody, McKenna, Mac, Laura, and Claire. All right, guys, happy birthday to you. If Meredith was here, she is out of town for the holiday, but if she was here, she'd be telling your parents to get you a pony. But I'm just going to say, maybe just ask for more trivia. All right. I'm going to lead you through two rounds of general knowledge trivia. I'm going to give you 10 seconds to answer each question. Give yourself 1 point for every correct one. And, you know, let me know how you do. All right. Are you ready? Let's go into round one, question one. Which country invented ice cream? Surprise, that country would be China. China invented ice cream. All right, question two. In Little Red Riding Hood, who does a wolf dress up as? That wolf dressed up as her grandma to trick her. Oh my gosh. And she did not fall for it. I gotta say, good job, Red Riding Hood. All right, question three. What color is a ruby? A ruby is red, ruby red. It's so pretty. Okay, question four. Which country is responsible for creating the Olympic Games? That country would be Greece, and I am dying to visit there. The beautiful scenery, the amazing food. Oh my gosh, I cannot wait to go. Question five. The name of which African animal means river horse? Hippopotamus. All right, question six. What is the nearest planet to the sun? That would be Mercury. Mercury is closest to the sun, so I bet it's pretty warm. Question seven. Which American president appears on the $1 bill? That would be President George Washington. Question eight. How many colors are there in a rainbow? If you guessed seven, you would be correct. There are seven colors in the rainbow. Okay, question nine. What is the nickname for the state of California? Well, if you are an NBA fan, you already know this. That would be Golden State. All right, final question of this round. Which restaurant's mascot is a clown? Cock Controversial, I know, because some people do not like clowns. However, I happen to love the Golden Arches, and McDonald's Ronald McDonald is the coolest mascot. All right, we are going to take a quick break and we will come back for round two of General Knowledge Trivia.
Hi, friends. Are you looking for a storytime podcast with your littles? Something that has some great storytelling and maybe some conversation about it? Look no further. With Storytime with Philip and Mommy, my little guy Philip and I sit down every single day and read a story together. And we, of course, want you to join us. Grab your copy of the book, sit down, let's read it, and let's talk about it. We'll learn new words, we'll learn new ideas, and then we'll learn how we can use those stories in our lives. It's a lot of fun. Classics like Little Golden Books or Berenstain Bears, all the way up through the newest phenomenons like Bluey. We talk about them and we have a lot of laughs. It's a great time and we hope that you can come and join us. So please look for us and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Storytime with Philip and Mommy. Thanks so much. We'll see you there.
Are you looking for a podcast that your whole family can enjoy that asks the deep philosophical questions like, do trees fart?
If you are, then you'll love Tumble, a science podcast for kids. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Marshall. Join us as we explore stories of science discovery, from butts to animals, dinosaurs, astronomy, and everything in between.
You'll love these stories, and you'll learn something new.
Find and follow Tumble Science Podcast for Kids wherever you get your podcasts, or at sciencepodcastforkids.com.
What would you do for $1 million? The $2 million puzzle can help you answer at least one of those questions. It's a 500-piece QR code puzzle that, when finished and scanned with your phone, reveals a prize ranging from $1 to $1 million. Just last month, someone won $100,000. That buys a lot of road trips and vacations, you guys. You can get yours now at 2millionpuzzle.com. That is 2millionpuzzle.com. Typically, they're $30, but we have a special road trip trivia deal for you, so you can get it for only $20. Get it now with code FAMILY20. Again, the chance to win $1 million for the cost of $20 with code FAMILY20. Do you have any idea how much your subscriptions cost? I hope you're sitting down. Most Americans think they spend around $80 a month on subscriptions when the actual total is closer to $200 a month. If you don't know exactly how much you're spending every month, you need Rocket Money. Rocket Money, formerly known as Truebill, is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills all in one place. Over 80% of people have subscriptions they forgot about, like me. I'm the 80%. I'm the problem. It's me. You know, like the streaming service that I got to just watch one show on and never, ever, ever canceled. And I know I'm not the only one. Rocket Money will quickly and easily identify your subscriptions for you so you can stop paying for the ones you don't want. Simply find the subscription you don't want, press cancel, and Rocket Money will cancel it for you. And that's literally it. It's just the click of a button. Over 3 million people have used Rocket Money, saving the average person up to $720 a year. Stop throwing your money away. Cancel unwanted subscriptions and manage your expenses the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/roadtrip. That's rocketmoney.com/roadtrip. rocketmoney.com/roadtrip. All right, guys, we are back for round two of General Knowledge Trivia. Let's get into it. It's going to get a little bit tougher. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. A lot of different topics we're covering. Let's see how you do. Question one. What geometric shape is generally used for stop signs? That would be an octagon. 8 sides, octagon. Okay, question two. What was the first soft drink in space? Can you believe it was a Coca-Cola? I happen to love Coca-Cola too. Well, actually, that's a lie. I'm more of a Pepsi fan, but second, Coca-Cola. So I would definitely take one of those up in space with me. Okay, question three. In the poem Humpty Dumpty, what was Humpty on when he fell? He was on a wall. He had a really great fall, you guys. That wall was pretty big. Okay, question four. How many teeth does an adult human have? That would be 32. We're supposed to have 32 teeth. Okay, question five. If someone has cynophobia, what are they afraid of? I don't know how this is even possible, but they would be afraid of dogs. Okay, question 6. When someone is jealous or envious, they are said to be what color? Green. They are green with envy. Here's question number 7. What food is a vampire most afraid of? Well, this is how I know I'm not a vampire, because it's garlic, and I love garlic. I put it on everything. It is so good. It's definitely always have garlic breath, you guys. And I'm sorry, not sorry, but I just love it. Okay, question 8. What sport is known as the American pastime? Baseball. Baseball is the all-American pastime. Question 9. Which film series stars Johnny Depp as a pirate, Captain Jack Sparrow? That would be the Pirates of the Caribbean series. Okay, final question. What do you call a snack made up of marshmallows, graham crackers, and chocolate? Only the best snack ever, and that would be a s'more. Thank you very much. And the warmer it gets, I'm coming into s'more season. This is my best life ever. Give me all the s'mores. All right, you guys, you did it. You survived another episode of the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I'm super proud of you. Make sure to head over to our Instagram and Facebook page and let us know how you did. If you want to request a show or have a birthday shout out, go ahead and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Make sure you leave your name. That's how we know how to give the shout out. If you want to have us post one of your amazing road trip pictures, we love doing that too. Just make sure your parents send it over with your names as well. All right. Have a great day, trivia nerds.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.